Parsha Toldos Beis Tefila Tofshin Ein He. The second pasuk in the parsha, Vehi Yitzchak ben Arba'im Shana Bekachtoi Es Rivka. Who is Rivka? Have I heard of it? Have I ever met her before? She's Baz Besuel, Harami. Where from? I don't remember anymore. Mi Padan Aram. Who's her brother? Achois Lovan Arami Loi Leisha. Ah, it's Rashi. Come on. V'chi adayin lo nichtav. Has it not been written yet? She Bas Besuel V'achois Lovan Mi Padan Aram. That's what we learned about in last week's parasha. We learned very clearly the whole story. Rivka, Besuel, and Lovan. Why is this now being repeated? Says Rashi, Elo lehagid shvacha. So we want to speak out her praise. She's a bas rasha. She was the daughter of a rasha. Va'achos rasha and a sister of a rasha. U'mekoymo anshei resha. Her place where she lived were wicked people, and yet v'lo ilomdo mimaaseim. She did not learn from their ways. Very nice. So we're coming to praise Rivka. The praise is that look at her family, how bad, how evil they are. The question is, if you're coming to praise her, because we know all the information, we want to speak at her praise, her shevach. Aren't there nicer things to say? Instead of speaking out the negative parts, her brother, her father, there's nice things, you know. You could have said, Yitzhak married Rivka. No, Rivka is the Bala Sacheset. The Bala Sacheset. Who is willing to give water to strangers and their camels. Could have said, Rivka, the Tzadikis, who's like Sarai Menu, the Nair, lights from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. The heavenly cloud is on her tent. Bracha and Issa, wonderful things to say, which are entirely positive, 100% positive. Instead, we choose the negative parts. Rivka, what's her praise? Her brother, her father, she's different than them. So why are we focusing on the negative part? And ignoring the other wonderful things she has. So I saw brought down the name of Rabbi Zedek Epstein. He was a mashgiach in Torah Or. He says, a person is influenced by society for good and for bad. You can have a person who does wonderful things, but you know really, because that's the society he lives in. He may daven really well. But why? Because everyone else is davening really well. He's being influenced for good. This is a good thing to happen. It may not really be him. It's just being influenced by society. If everyone else is giving tzedakah, maybe that's why he's also giving tzedakah. If everyone else is doing chesed, maybe he's also doing chesed. It's hard to pinpoint, is it really him? This also can have a negative effect. You can have a person who does tremendous things, but with time, he gets watered down. Because society doesn't appreciate it. Things can change. People can be fired up, but then they get cooled down by society. How can we ascertain? You want to praise someone. How can we ascertain and know that whatever he has is real? If it's a person who can stand up against society, who can stand up against his surroundings. If you're that type of person, then you are who you are. For good and for bad, of course. Zohar Torah, what are we going to say? She's a Bala Sacheset. What does that mean? Maybe it's that she's brought up in the Beis Yaakov and she's told that Chesed, Chesed, Chesed. All girls in Shiduchim described as being Bala Sacheset. They haven't yet found a girl who's not a Bala Sacheset. It's yet to be found. All described as Bala Sacheset. What does that mean? Maybe it's just imitating our society. Or maybe with time she will change because it won't be appreciated. But if we tell you that she is who she is, and therefore says the Torah, this is a shevach. She can stand up for her beliefs and for her ideals. She can stand up against her father. She can stand up against her brother. She can stand up against her society. Then you know she's real. Then she is who she is. Therefore all the other wonderful things she has are also real. This is the base for everything. The Meila, everything else fits into place. Her chesed is real chesed. Her tzidkas is real tzidkas. And you know it's going to stay. Because she's strong enough to stand for her beliefs. And therefore this is the act. Everything else will follow this shevach. So great. We have praised Rivka. Wonderful praise. That she is a Bas Rasha and a Chois Rasha. And her place is Anshei Resha. But surprise, surprise. We go into the very next pasuk. And we're told the opposite. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Benoichach Ishtoi. Yitzchak Damens to Hashem Benoichach Ishtoi. What does that mean? Noichach Ishtoi says Rashi. He's in one corner, she's in the other corner. They're both davening. They want to conceive, they want to have children. Yitzchak davens and Rivka davens. Wonderful. They get answered. But who gets answered? They're both davening for a child and they get answered. But who? In whose chus? Vayeoser loy Hashem. To emphasize, Hashem answers him to Yitzchak, but not to Rivka. Why? You just said Rivka is such a big tzaddikus. What's wrong with her? So Dr. Rashi brings to the Gemara Yevamos. Loi v'loi lo. He gets answered, but not she. Shein doim hetfila tzaddik ben tzaddik letfila tzaddik rasha. Hefigach loi v'loi lo. He is a tzaddik ben tzaddik, but she is a tzaddik bas rasha. Second class. Therefore, loy v'loy lo. So we kind of have a little contradiction over here. We just said, she's a bas rasha. This is a shevach. And all of a sudden we find that it's not the case. Adraba. Yitzchak is better off because he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Now, we said in this pasuk, ki akorohi. Akorohi is female. She's the akor. But it's written, if you change the, just look at the letters, how do we spell he? Which letters do we spell he? Hey, vav aleph. Which could be read as akorohu. So after Bala Turim, he brings machlekas. Was Yitzchak an Akar or not? Says the Baratorium, we read it as he. Ki Akara he. Female. She was the Akara. He wasn't an Akar because he was already promised. Ki Bitzchak Akar v'chazera knew that Am Yisrael would continue through him. So he knew he would have children. He was davening, he would merit to have the children through Rivka. He was davening for her, not for himself. He was organized. He knew he would have children. But he wanted the merit to have children through her. The Akara, he was davening female. She's the Akara. That is one pshat of the Bala Turim. The other pshat is no, Akara who? We read this who as well. He's also an Akara. They're both Akara. Okay, Machlekes, was Yitzhak an Akara or not? I ask you, is there any nafkimina la'alocha between us? I'm also your Gabba over here, right? You're one of the Gaboim. Is any nafkimina locha out of this? Who, he? Is any nafkimina locha le maisa? But Rashi says differently. Adrabah. You see, other Rambam, no, it says only because it's filled tzaddik ben tzaddik, not because it's inspired by a chavira. Okay. Both sides. Most of you want the Gaboim, right? No, you're not a Gaboim. Okay. So, if you have a choice, you have two potential Chazoni to be the Chazon. They both have a voice, they both know how to daven. One is a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. He's a Tzaddik. His father's a Tzaddik. The other one is a Tzaddik ben Rasha. His father is a criminal. His father's a thief. His father's a murderer. His father's a wicked man. Who should we choose to be the Shatz? Ah, who do we choose? Arbaria. Who should we choose to be the Chazan? Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. So the truth is, the Mishnah Brura Paskin, the Siman Nun Gimel, you go for the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. The Elior Rabba argues you should go for the Tzaddik ben Rasha. He is more Chaviv Tashem. Why? A person who left and stood up and didn't follow his father's footsteps to be close to Hashem, he is more Chaviv Tashem. He is more appropriate to be the Shatz. Nice, huh? Anyone have any comments to make? So what? What's going to do? What do you mean? Where are you coming from? Well, we see very clearly in the Domitz Fira Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, the Tzaddik ben Rasha. It's a Gromen Yevamos. It's Mucha from the Psukim. We see that Yitzchak was only answered. It wasn't Rivka was answered because she's a Tzaddik ben Rasha. It was Yitzchak who was answered. Says the old rabbi. No, there's a difference. He says, there's a difference if you're davening for yourself or if you're davening for someone else. A tzaddik cannot daven for himself. His righteousness doesn't work for himself. How do we know? The Gemara says in Tainis of Darat Amud Beis, Kol Ha'olam Nizoin B'Shul Chananya Bni. The whole world gets fed and sustained because of Chananya. Big tzaddik Chananya. But Chananya Bni, all he gets is a Kav Charuvim Me'erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. He lives in the barest minimum of Kav Charuvim from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. So how can that be? What's Pshat? He has such merit. The whole world gets sustained. What by himself? So we see the difference. We see that regarding himself, the tzaddik's merits don't work on himself. They work for other people. Therefore, says the Yor Rabba, brings a Marshal, Ramban. Therefore, if you're looking for Shliach Tzibur, the tzaddik ben Rasha, he's more Chaviv Tashem. Person who made decisions, made changes, and didn't get it easy. He had to fight. He's more Chaviv Tashem. Therefore, his tefillahs, when he's davening for the tzibur, he's more appropriate. What about Yitzchak? What about Yitzchak and Rivka? No, they're davening for themselves. They're davening for themselves. Rivka was davening for herself, and Yitzchak was davening for himself. Therefore, their tzitzkus doesn't play a role. That's why Yitzchak had this spare engine called his father. So his father gave the shefa. Yitzchak ben Avraham. Doesn't mean that Yitzchak had a bigger mitre than Rivka. It's only because they're both paralyzed. They both have their hands tied because they're davening for themselves. Therefore, Rivka couldn't use her potential. She's more chavib actually, because she's a tzadik ben Rasha. Then that's where the tzadik ben tzadik plays a role. He had Avram to shoot down the shepherd. But when you dive in for other people, Adrab, the tzvid of tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik ben Rasha, is more powerful. As we said, Mishmur doesn't agree with this. Mishmur paskins, no, choose a tzadik ben tzadik. His yichus will give him, makes him more powerful. But this depends on how he just learned over here. What's the Yor Rabbah saying? That's because davening for himself, that depends. Depends on the two pshatim of the Baraturim. The Yor Rabbah is assuming the davening for himself, that's why he had to use his source of this. But we saw, according to one pshat, that Yitzhak wasn't davening for himself, he was davening for her. So we see there's no difference if you're davening, that's not the reason. And still he had to come to the source of us. So we see that this distinction, if you're davening for yourself, davening for someone else, doesn't play a role, according to that pshat. So your rabbi will be totally only on the pshat if Yitzhak was also an akar. Then what he says is true. But if Yitzhak was davening for her and still he had to come to the source of us, then we don't have this whole Yor Rabbah will fall apart. So interesting how this pratim will have ramifications like Alocha Lamaisa, who to choose. Again, according to Mishnah Brura, Tzadik bin Tzadik is the one to choose. That this is a Pasha Prat. According to Yor Rabbah, the Tzadik bin Rasha. And Kolchgen Abal Tshuva, Kolchgen Abal Tshuva. The person Mamush, he gave everything up to come close to Hashem, but he's more Chaviv than the Tzadik bin Tzadik who got spared. Got fed with a golden spoon. We continue. By Sreitzah to Abanim Bekirba, Rivka is very perplexed. She doesn't understand what is going on. She walks by Avodah Zarah, there's an explosion in her stomach, it's kicking, someone's trying to jump out. She passes by Beis Midrash. Now someone else again, she feels explosions in her stomach. What's going on? She gets told the nevuah. Shnei goyim bevitnech. There are two nations in your stomach. V'shnei lumim mimeichi paridu. From your stomach, they're going to separate. U'le'oim bil'oim yematz. V'ravi avoid soya. So she gets told, there's two nations in your stomach. V'yimlu yomei loledes. Her pregnancy gets finished. V'hinei, same in bevitna, and behold, they're twins in her stomach. Now, whenever we have the word v'hinei, it means something unexpected happens. When you switch on the light, you don't say v'hinei, the light went on. Once you switch on the light, it goes on. What's v'hinei? V'hinei, same in bevitna. Behold, they're twins in your stomach. And what do you think? You just told there's two nations in your stomach. Did you think there's one arm is one nation, one arm is the other arm is a different nation? What did you think? Obviously it means the two babies inside. No? What's the V&A? V&A, surprise, surprise. She has twins.
Well, it could be one baby that is going to have two children.
It says, Mimo Aich, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. It doesn't sound like the unborn grandchildren. So what's the V'hine? Says Rav Hirsch. The V'hine is not going on the fact that they were twins. That she knew. The V'hine is going on the surprise that since she had heard They are going to be so different. And we expected them to look very different. because they're so different, they're so opposite, expected them to, should be apparent, the differences. They were twins, identical twins. You couldn't tell the difference between one and the other. They looked the same. One was more advanced, Se'ar, one had Se'ar, was more stronger, but they looked the same. Even written Se'imim is written Choser, like Tam. They looked, that was a surprise. She just heard how there can be such an extreme difference between them, yet they looked the same. And the passage continues. Vayigdulu hana'orim. They grow up. Vahi Esav ish yodea tzayit ish sode. Vayakov ish tom yoshev oelim. They grow up. And Esav is a hunter. He's in the fields. And Yaakov is an ish tom yoshev oelim. What does that mean? Vayigdulu hana'orim? Says Rashi, calls man sheyuktanim lo yunikarim ma'aseim. When as long as they were young and kids, you couldn't identify who they were based on their actions. When they grew up, then their personality came out. Says the Rav Hirsch, the Torah is telling us that a mistake happened. It's a mistake. And we find other places that Chazal tell us about, even the others, it doesn't take away from their greatness. The Torah teaches us, Moshe Rabbeinu Yigir Lakas, Ramban says that when Avram went to Mitzrayim, it was wrong to go down to Mitzrayim, he brought sorrow to be taken. So here as well is a mistake, meaning, since they knew that they are going to be very different, and yet they look the same. The light should have gone on. The red light should have gone on. But obviously, the differences between them are very deep and hidden, because not on the surface. And therefore, you got to look for them and understand their qualities. What actually happened? They looked the same, and only when Vayigdulu hana'orim did they understand who is who. Esau became Esau, and Yisodeh, and Yaakov, and Ishtam. But in the first part of their life, they were treated the same. The differences between them were not understood, not noticed. And that's the mistake, because Esau was brought up, was given the chinuch of Yaakov. And it wasn't right for him, says Rav Hirsch. They should have not understood that there must be a very deep difference. Look for it. Because she was told that they looked to him. So it's not apparent. You have to search and understand the different personalities that they have. And be mechanech every kid according to what his needs and what is suitable for him. It wasn't the case. Only when Vayigdulu hana'orim did they understand who is who. But in the meantime, they were treated the same. And Esav got the wrong chinuch, didn't get what he needed for his tafkid. This is what Rav Hirsch says. And therefore, the message for us, that parents also have to try and understand the children. Understand the needs of the child. Some children need maybe extra learning. Some children need extra time to play. Every child has his own personality. It's hard to see, because only when they grow up does it become more apparent. But the earlier we can ascertain and understand the needs of a child, then we can try and give him what he needs. And it says, and that's why he says Esau went off, because he wasn't given what he was supposed to have been given. As they zogt Harav Hirsch.
Or from
Vayigdulu. You see, only by Vayigdulu and Orient did Esav become his Esav? Only then did they understood who is who. The differences only came apparent then. Until then, they didn't notice the differences because it wasn't apparent. But you should have been more look for them. That's what he says. Okay, later on in the parasha, we have in Perek Chavov, Pasuk He, Hashem gives a bracha to Yitzchak. I'll give you lots of descendants. Why? Ekev asher shama Avram bekoili. You have a merit that your father, Avram, kept my voice and my mitzvahs and my chukim. So mitzvahs are, says Rashi, are the things that we, even had they not been written, we would understand them ourselves. For example, Gezel and Shvichos Domim. And chukosai are our things that we don't know the logic. Achilas chazir, revishas kilayim. Avram kept even those. The question is, how indeed did Avram know to keep the Torah? Who taught him the Torah? So this question is raised by the Medrash in Parshas Vayigash, chapter Tzadik Hei. He taught himself. He worked it out himself. That would explain the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs you can work out yourself. What about the chukim? Rabbi Yaakov Naiman in the Sefer relates that once Rabbi Rucham passed through Lida. So Rabbi Yaakov Naiman was the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Yerucham passed through and he spoke to them. He said, where did Avram know the Torah from? So Rabbi Yerucham said he was once in the bathhouse and there was a goy who had an image tattooed on his hand. So he asked the goy, who is this person? And the goy said, this person is someone I like very much. And I don't want to forget him. I don't want to forget my love to him. So I have his image on my hand. And whenever I see my hand, I remember his face. That awakens the love. So I said, Rucham, oh. So this guy understands that to keep the love, you have to see it. See the person. So Avram could understand that we have a love to Hashem. It means to keep our tefillin. We need to have tefillin. Also make the connection. Okay, very nice. This works for the mitzvahs that we have a logic. What about mitzvahs don't have a logic? Again, Rabbi Yaakov Naiman relates that there was a Rav who was invited to speak to the Jewish brigade, the British when they were in Palestine. So they had a Jewish brigade and they invited this Rabbi Yadler to speak to the Jewish soldiers. These were secular soldiers. So he traveled to Lod, that's where they were, and he spoke, and there's a soldier who looked after him. He had to sleep over, and the soldier gave him all his needs. He even prepared for him maim, water to wash his hands. Amazing treatment. When the rabbi got up in the morning, the soldier was there ready for him, help him. So the rabbi told the soldier, I have such gratitude to you, I want to pay you for your services. The soldier said, no, I don't want to be paid, I'm a volunteer. The rabbi said, I don't mean to pay you money. I mean, I want to give you a pair of tefillin. You can wear tefillin. This is my present I'd like to give you. The soldier said, no, I'm not interested. I don't understand why you need to wash your hands. But I do understand that if you have a visitor, You don't want him to feel bad. I knew that you would feel bad if you didn't have the ability to wash your hands in the morning. So that's logical by me, is to make you happy, so I prepared the mine for you, the water. That's something that my sikhl understands. You don't the visitor to be upset. But tefillin, that's not something my sikhl understands. I'm not interested. So again, where did Avraham know about the chukim, which are not, don't have a logic? We don't know what the logic is. The answer is, there's a Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma, in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, says the Meshech Chochma, it's possible for a person to get so elevated that he feels the tumah that is achieved by certain averas. He feels the disconnection from Hashem. He can feel the tumah done, the damage done by wearing kilayim. We don't understand why it is, but he can feel the sense. His neshama can sense the tremendous destruction done by wearing kilayim. And therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, for such a person, the chukim turn into mishpatim. Even things we don't understand the logic, but if you have that sense, you have the sensitivity, memela, it makes sense to you. You don't understand the mechanics, but you feel the results. So maybe you don't want to do it. I found in Sefer Das Torah, Rabbi Ruchem says he once lived in a house that was shared with a goy. Half the house was owned by the goy was living in the house. Rabbi Ruchem was living there. He said every time the goy would cook for himself a dova acher, he'd be cooking his pork. He says, excuse me what I'm saying, I would sick up. Rabbi Ruchem was so revolted by the smell of the dova acher, he would physically sick up. What does that mean? Do you understand what dova acher is? It's a chayk. What's wrong with eating chazir? It's a chayk. And yet, as Rashi brings down here, right? Yeah, achilas chazir. Rashi Baras says that's a zabav of a chayk. Yet, because he sensed the destruction of a chazir even for a goy. It's possible to reach that sensitivity. That's where Avraham got it from. We should be zeicher to get to that level, and we should have wonderful Shabbos. We should be zeicher to stand up for ourselves, for things which are important, not to get negative things from society. Zeicher to be at least be a tzaddik, for a righteous tzaddik. We should have our eyes open for the understand the children, see what they need, give them what they need. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.